of November, Wednesday, and we're actually right next door to Union Station in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We're Missionary Enterprises. Today we're the 13th of November, and today we're at, right next to Union Station in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We're with Missionary Enterprises, and this is going to be under a mini documentary presentation. And once again, we're in Toronto again. Last year we came here to the Profusion 2018. Today it's obviously it's 2019 Pro Imaging Expo. So, and there's a reason why we come to these conventions regarding the media. So I'm going to start my little exhortation here this morning, and then we're going to, once we get into the actual expo, we're going to do another little short live stream and a recording. You guys need to get a little closer, because or maybe I can just look right in between here. Yeah, I got to get used to it. I just want to start here in Matthew 6, what the word says in Matthew 6, starting in verse 24. And I'll read right down to verse 34, and then I'm going to do the second part of the teaching once we get to the actual expo. In Matthew 6:24, it says, Jesus tells us here that no one, not one person, can actually serve two masters. He goes on saying, for either that person will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise the other. Now we're talking about God and mammon. Now mammon, a lot of people don't understand what mammon is. Mammon is when you rely on things. Mammon is when you rely on people for your needs to be met. Because this is the whole context is about having your needs met. Once we read through the whole context. A lot of people preach out of Matthew 6:33 and they leave out all the surrounding verses. Big mistake. Then, because then you've got a wrong interpretation. Verse 25. Therefore I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. Well, the world is full of this, and even the church is full of this. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life greater in quality than the food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Verse 26, look at the birds of the air. I always say this all the time, birds, well, we have this saying here in Canada, free as a bird. Birds are free, they really are. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Okay, so here's the first reference to God as your Father. Now, Jesus said this before the cross, okay? And yet your Heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth much more than they? Than who they? The birds. Of course we're much more, because we're creating God's image. Verse 27, and who of you by worrying and being anxious can add one unit, measure one cubit to stature or to the span of his life? Verse 28, and why should you be anxious for clothes? Consider the lilies of the field. It's a type of flower. Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Verse 29, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his magnificence, excellence, dignity, and grace was not arrayed like one of these. Meaning the birds and the flowers were arrayed even greater than Solomon. And we know what the word says about Solomon in the Old Testament. Verse 30. But if God, or since God, so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and green, and tomorrow is tossed into the furnace, meaning they're here one day, next day they're gone. Compared to human beings, we're here for a lot longer time. Lifespan on this earth, most of us anyhow. Will he not much more surely clothe you? But this is the key here to understanding the whole parable here, or the whole gist of verse 24 to 34. O ye of little faith. So he's talking about the walk of faith here. Verse 31, therefore do not worry, be anxious, saying, what am I going to eat? What am I going to have to drink? What am I going to have to wear? Why? Why does he tell us that? Verse 32, for the Gentiles wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things, and your Father knows that you need all of these things that the Gentiles seek after. He knows. God knows as our Father, once you're born again, He knows that we need all of these things. He knows well that you need them all. Verse 33. Now verse 33 makes more sense now. But seek, aim, and strive after, first of all, His kingdom, the kingdom of your Father, of God, and His righteousness. And then it is the promise here. And these things, or all these things, and then all these things that the Gentiles seek after, they shall be taken together, will be given you, besides what? Besides the kingdom. So He's going to give you the kingdom, and He's going to give you all these things that the Gentiles are seeking after. Verse 34, do not worry, be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. So why do I say all this in context with this expo on media? Well, I'll tell you why. All these things that we're going to see today at the expo, all these things, all these cameras, all this technology, all this new technology used for media for the world. This is not a Christian venue. This is a heathen venue, okay? But all these things, Jesus said, don't go after these things. Go after the kingdom. And He said, God will give you these things. Now this, I teach these things in context with missionary enterprise, obviously, but this is for the church. This is for the church, because even 3 months ago, approximately 3 months ago, the Lord spoke to me. He says, media, the church is to become the media. And that's what we're talking about on the way here on the train. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I'm going to get into this then, right now, concerning media, concerning God, not only owning the media, but God being the media. Because media is about everything that is going on in the world, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Media is all about visual, it's about hearing, it's about recording, it's about social media, it's about live streaming, it's about Facebook, it's about television, radio. I did a teaching on that last year, I don't want to get too much into that. But if you go to John, the Gospel of John, at the end of the Gospel of John, in John 20, verse 30 says, there are also many other signs and miracles which Jesus performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. They're not written in there. So there's lots in here written that Jesus did. And Jesus has not changed. Jesus still wants to do what He's doing back then, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we're His body, but He's got to do it through us, right? But if you go to verse 19 or verse 25 of the last chapter of John, the Gospel of John, it says here, and there are also many other things which Jesus did. If they should be all recorded, that's media. That's what we're doing right now. We've got live streaming and we got a camcorder. We're recording. Recorded. Back then, they didn't have cameras. Back then, they didn't have live stream. They had books and they had word of mouth. Today, we've got word of mouth. We got books today. But we've got technology today. Recorded one by one in detail. I suppose that even the world itself could not contain, have room for the books that would be written. Meaning Jesus did so much more than what we have in the four Gospels. He did so much more than that. And it says here that there wouldn't be enough books. Now, I think that's a hyperbole in the sense that he's just trying to get the point across that Jesus did so much. And this is what God wants to do today. He's been wanting to do this ever since the cross. Ever since Jesus ascended back into heaven, He's been wanting to duplicate, reproduce what He did in His earthly ministry, in His humanity, by His Spirit. And He wants to record it. That's why we need the media, so that we can record these things. Because I was sharing this on the way here this morning, God, who's invisible, how is He going to manifest Himself to a world that doesn't believe in God, because He's invisible? How's He going to do that? He's going to manifest Himself through miracles, signs, and wonders. the supernatural, the real, by the Holy Spirit, not the counterfeit, right? Because we know that the God of this world, the Bible said, that there's going to be false signs, miracles, and wonders in the last days. But we're talking about the manifestations, manifest, visible, tangible, by the Spirit, through the church, the body of Christ. So I want to thank you for your time for this short teaching on live stream. And of course, we're making a video here for YouTube also. And we're going to do a shorter teaching once we get to the expo. Shalom for now. Part two. This is part two of the video here. We finally made it to Profusion here, and we're just going to walk around a little bit. And we're going to look at all the great booths and everything, and all the technology is basically the same setup as last year. And you want to share something a little bit so far, your experience since we left Oshawa on the train, or since we left Whitby? A little bit? Yeah, talk loud.
When we left Whitby this morning, it was a joyous ride.
A joyous ride.
Yes, we had time in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
We talked of things happening in the society.
Good fellowship, yeah.
We expanded the word.
Yeah.
You know, how a lot of us, this day, as Christians, unbelief is what is our major problem is. Yeah. We think we have one disease or one illness, but it's actually unbelief. Christ kept telling us, if only you believe, it will be done to you according to your faith.
According to your faith,
so
that's right.
We had a ride onto Union. We had
Union Station.
Union Station, we had the video.
Yeah.
And then this is the part two.
That's right. And I just want to add to what you said about the unbelief. Sickness is not the issue, but unbelief. It's the same thing. I talked to a lot of people in Africa. Well, my phone is not working. I don't have a camera. I don't have a laptop. But Jesus already paid for all of that. So I try to convince them that you not having a laptop, it's not God's problem, it's your problem, it's your unbelief.
Yes, you can't key into the finished work.
That's right.
That Jesus has done.
That's
for
right.
Us.
So that's what we just read in Matthew. Now, okay, it said, you know, what shall we eat? What shall we wear? What shall we drink? But Jesus wasn't just talking about food and drinking. He's talking about everything that is pertaining to life. He says all these things that the Gentiles seek after, not just the food. Gentiles seek after the stuff, right? But don't seek after the stuff. But what did he say? Oh, you have little faith. So if God has called you, I believe every minister should have at least a laptop, you know, for communication and stuff like that.
In this modern age,
so, yeah, especially in this modern age. So if you don't have a laptop, the problem is not you not having a laptop. The problem is you not having no faith.
And not believing you
and
can
not believing
get
that you,
yes.
God can give you a laptop,
exactly.
And some more than a laptop, desktops, phones, to get his work done.
Yes.
Not to promote yourself, but to promote the kingdom. Right?
Exactly.
And that's what we're here for. We're here for the kingdom of God, right? Because this is all about the kingdom. We need media like never before, right? And God is into media. God has given me words concerning media, and like we said, what we read in the Gospels. You know, the miracles. Wow. You start getting miracles, and you put that on media, you're going to get the world's attention.
And he did that. Jesus actually did a lot that we are not recorded.
And books.
We had limited things to record.
So, record. What are we doing? We're recording. So,
yeah.
We have to record it, right?
Yeah.
That's why we've got to get prepared for the media. We got to get prepared for what God wants to do, right? All right. So, we're going to walk around a little bit. We're just going to take a little tour.
So, this is part three of this little teaching that we're doing today at the Profusion 219. So I'm just gonna wrap it up, this teaching today, out of the Philippians, just to build a little bit upon what we shared concerning Matthew 6 and what some of the things that we had Sister Chica sharing about the unbelief and different things like that is stopping God from doing what He wants to do. Philippians 3, chapter 3, starting at verse 12 to 17. I'm going to just look at it today a little bit from a different angle, if I can get to it here. Philippians 3, okay, so Paul here says, the Apostle Paul here says, verse 12, he says, not that I have now attained this ideal or have already been made perfect, but I press on. That's key there. I press on to lay hold and make my own that for which Christ Jesus, the Messiah, has laid hold of me and made me his own. I think that's something that we don't realize. Paul had the revelation that he did not belong to himself. And if you want to see God working in your life like never before, you need the revelation that you don't belong to yourself. You've been bought with a price. And this can only take place when you've learned to put off the old man and put on the new man, which Paul talks a lot about. So Jesus laid hold of him and made him his own. Meaning Paul's not free to do whatever he wants. You know, just because you got a big church, you got a big ministry, that don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean nothing. Let's look at the fruit. Verse 13, I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own, but one thing I do, this is my aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. That's an athletic term in the Greek. Verse 14, I press on. There he is again. He says, I press on again. Key words here. I press on towards the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling. He didn't say calling me. No. He goes to from me to us, calling us upward. Verse 15, so let those of us who are spiritual mature, full grown, have this mind and hold these convictions. What conviction? What he just read. What he just read. I press on, straining forward, press on, verse 12, verse 13, I press forward, straining forward, verse 14, I press on. See us. So let us go who are spiritual mature. These convictions, what he just said. And if any in respect you have a different attitude of mind, God will make that clear to you also. Verse 16, only let us hold. There it is, word hold again. All key words here. They're all verbs, something you do. Hold true to what we have already attained and walk in order our lives by that and that alone. Verse 17, brethren, together follow my example and observe those who live after the pattern we have set before you. Let's go back to what he said in verse 12. Christ has laid hold of me and made me his own. I say all this in context of this Profusion Expo here concerning what God has called missionary enterprise to do, and many in the church. The more God gets to have his way through.
This is a cooking show, right?
The more God gets to have his way through each and one of us.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us at Profusion Expo 2019.
The more
we like,
God is going to want to put himself on media. So I want to thank you for your time.